Earlier this month, UW-Madison activists rallied on behalf of 1,800 Honduran workers. A watchdog group, the Workers' Rights Consortium, says Nike's subcontractors owed the garment workers more than $2 million in severance pay after shutting down without giving them due notice. Protester Jonah Zinn said getting the Honduran workers paid is not something UW can do alone.
But if 100 universities across the entire world come out to hold Nike accountable, then that really works, and that has precedent. And Nike knows that, and they're scared.
Chancellor Martin had repeatedly requested Nike develop a remediation plan, but a day after the protest, she cut its contract with UW-Madison. Don Krim is a spokesperson for Martin.
The chancellor feels like they have not done enough. I mean, the factory's closed in January 2009, and we're in April 2010. But right now, there's a lot of people out of work,
including garment workers like Gina Cano, a single mother of two from San Pedro Sula.
One of the ways that this situation has affected my life is that I've had to take one of my two children out of school because I can no longer afford it. It's had an extremely negative effect on our day-to-day lives.
When the Honduran factories closed, Cano says she and many other workers were unable to pay rent. Others became homeless. Nike has maintained that its subcontractors are the ones responsible for paying severance wages. It has also said it would continue to provide the workers with additional job training. The company refused requests for an interview, but in a written statement, officials said they were disappointed by UW-Madison's decision. During a recent NCAA hockey title game, hundreds of students gathered at State Street Bratz, a dank sports bar with narrow booths and widescreen TVs. Many, like Doug Phelps, wore red sweatshirts branded with the famous Nike swoosh. Without taking his eyes off the game, Phelps said he doesn't really track the university's licensing agreements.
I mean, not many people pay attention to, like, where our contracts are going, or, like, you know, what companies we're leasing our jersey licenses to, or what, you know, shoe companies, you know, are buying our football team's cleats, or, you know, all that.
Rick Burden is a sports management professor at Syracuse University. He says Nike is an easy target and one that's probably not too worried about a single university cutting a $49,000 contract.
And I think they would legitimately be saddened or disappointed that they're no longer affiliated with a great school like the University of Wisconsin, but I don't think that they would be scared. I don't think that's necessarily in their nature.
UW-Madison says it will only reassess a deal with Nike if it takes responsibility for its subcontractors' actions. Meanwhile, members of the university's labor licensing board are reaching out to other schools with major athletic institutions, including Cornell, Georgetown, and Rutgers, as well as the state universities of Iowa, Illinois, Washington, and Montana. So far, none have taken action, but some board members say negative publicity will eventually pressure other schools to follow their example. Kirk Carapezza, Wisconsin Public Radio.